Oh, hello there. Welcome to another episode of the Favor Ojika podcast. My name is Favor Ojika, and I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. Now, I have something for you today, a very sweet story. Now, picture this. Lights, candles, camera, music, food, partying, everything in between. Ooh, dresses, Instagram, gifts. Yes, you should know what I'm talking about right now. It's my birthday month, and I'm super excited. You know, I'm going to be turning a new leaf. If I do say so myself, I'm kind of winding down the later years of my life. And I'm going to definitely have an episode where I talk about my birthday. But today I'm going to be talking about 28 things that I've learned in 28 years. Yeah, I think I'll be talking about 28 things that I've learned in 28 years. But first, let's talk about my birthday month, okay? And we are going to be talking about the month of December. For those of you that don't know, I was born in December, and I'm going to be telling you everything that a Sagittarius person thinks you should know. So grab a snack, get comfy, and join me as we delve into this journey together. I promise it will be worth it. This is the Favor Ojika podcast, and today it's all about my birthday month. Let's get started. So welcome back. I'm excited. I've had one too many wines, but this is going to be my last glass, I promise. Anyways, today I'm going to be sharing, first of all, the first part of this episode is me sharing 12 things that I think a December baby would want you to know, because obviously we were born in the month of December. And if you're a December baby listening to this, please send me your comments and let me know if you are agreeing with this, or if you agree with this, let me know what your thoughts are. You know, I'd really like to hear from you, especially your voice messages, you guys. I don't know if you guys know that Spotify has that option, so I would recommend you to listen to this podcast via Spotify, and then there is a part where you could actually add your voice messages. And they say seeing is believing, so I feel like I'm gonna be sharing those voice messages at the beginning of this episode so that you guys will know that those are real things that I get from you people. So please keep sending them, keep sending your shout out, keep sending your ratings, you know, keep writing it, keep liking it, keep sharing it. Let everybody know that this podcast now, you know. I'm sorry, my mother tongue just comes out sometimes. Okay, favor with the switch. Anyways, I just wanted to do that real quick before we, you know, delve. But for the reason why you're here, I have 12 things that I actually had to research. And like I said, I had to research it and just make sure that people get to know what December baby is like. So like I said, I'm a December baby, and I was born on the 13th of December. I already told you guys I'm 28. Yeah, so I'm turning 28 this year. Very, very excited. The very first thing is that December babies often exude a natural love for the holiday season. You know, we like to embrace the joy, the warmth that December brings. I just don't know what it is about December, but just the thought of December is just joy, warmth, coziness, you know, socks, warm tea, you know, hot chocolate, which is one of my favorites. Like, just festive vibes, I think, is the main thing when you think about a December baby. You know, maybe not the person itself, but it's just what that season brings, the month of December. Second thing is, it's double celebration, you know. So while we are celebrating our birthdays, regardless of when they are going to be, we also know that it's also time for the holidays in December, you know. So while we are celebrating our birthdays, we are also very immersed in the festive spirit, you know. So that way, you know, the month is a little more special for us. Number three is the fact that we have an adventurous spirit. Now, So according to my research, December-born individuals tend to have an adventurous side, seeking new experiences and making the most of the holiday festivals. Now, for me personally, it's actually true and false. So the adventure that I like to do is travel. Now, it's not a guarantee that I'm going to be doing everything in that travel. All these people that are doing snorkeling, deep diving, anything that is out of land, count me out. And even on that land, there are specifications. Because adventure. Hey, God, have mercy you. I beg you. I don't want to go on a journey of no return, please. So even the adventure, we are doing it small, small. Do you understand? It's not Olympic. I'm not collecting prize for anything. So please, the adventurous spirit is small, small. At least for Favojika. Okay, but I know that there are a lot of people that really, really like to, you know, go on adventures. They like to explore. They like to, you know, do jump bungee jumping, taekwondo flying, snorkeling, you know, eating breakfast with the fishes. It's not me and you. It's not me and you. I'm sorry. They are not paying me for that. So thank you. Even when you are paying me, I beg. Moving on. 4, appreciation of thoughtful gifts. Now, this one I honestly relate to. You know, December-born babies actually value meaningful, thoughtful presents that show a genuine understanding of their interests and personality. This actually resonates with me, which is actually funny. I'm going to have another episode where I talk about gift giving or gifts in general. So prior to, I think a couple of years ago, I used to be one of those people that'd be like, no, I don't. I mean, it's not like, I think for me, it's not like I was seeing it from like a negative perspective, like, oh, you know, you liking gifts shows that you are materialistic. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know if it's stemming from the fact that, okay, that day is the only day that people get to see you or get to appreciate you, in quote. And then part of how I thought they would express how they see me is to give thoughtful gifts, gifts that say, oh, you know what? I see you, mama. I love you, mama. You know, I appreciate you, and vice versa. And I also like gift giving. I like to give people gifts, you know, and most times I like to be thoughtful with the way I give my gifts too. So it's always exciting when, you know, I see people go out of their way to do the same thing for me. So I feel like that's how you know I appreciate gifts. And it's actually interesting to find out that there are some people that also feel that way, especially December born babies. Now, winter enthusiasts. According to research, 5, many December babies enjoy winter activities from cozy nights by the fire to outdoor adventures in the snow. Now, that is not me, okay? I can only relate to some of this. So, winter activities, not so much. Cozy nights by the fire, yes, please. Because as much as I like to be out there, or there's this perception of me being out there, I'm also a homebody. So, I like to watch movies. I like to just cuddle up in blankets. I feel like the fall is more my vibe. But during the winter, you know, if the road is not slippery, and I guess because of the festive season, yes, I could tolerate it. But because I've lived in Minnesota for a very long time, I don't think this winter thing is for me. I like the cold, don't get me wrong, but I like it to an extent. Do you understand? Not the extremely, extremely harsh weather, or the fact that I can't go nowhere. You know, like, no, I like a balance. You know, I like a decent balance. And I'm hoping I'm not talking to, you know, with both sides of my mouth, but I hope people get this. I don't know about being a winter enthusiast, but I like to be cozy once in a while, okay? But I guess it's one thing you need to know about December-born babies. Not all of this is factual. I'm just giving you a high-level overview. Now, 6, okay, which is something I could also relate to, is as the year draws to a close, December-born babies often take time to reflect on the past year's experiences and set goals for the upcoming one. Ooh, this is me to a T. It's actually funny because there's a plan. Part of the reason why I wanted to go away for the holidays, you know, apart from seeing my siblings and whatnot, is to also have some time to myself to just reflect on what has happened in the year. I've been doing a lot of that, but do more of it as the year draws to an end and also mentally prepare for the new year and some of the goals that I would like to see myself achieve in the new year, you know. So I'm not surprised to see that there. Number seven is birthdays and new year resolutions. I think that kind of, you know, segues into this point. So for December born babies, birthdays are not only about celebrating another year, but also about making resolutions and setting intentions for personal growth. Hello, that is Vivojika to AT. Number eight is the connection to birthstones. So according to what I've learned, many December born babies actually take pride in birthstone turquoise, and they also find significance in the symbolism associated with it. Now, one drum, if you ask me what the symbolism is to turquoise stone, I have probably should have done my research, but I have no clue. So I want you guys that are listening to this, if you were born in December, please echo this and let me know how true this is. Have you ever heard of a birthstone turquoise? What exactly does that mean? I have no clue. Tell me what it means, okay? And then we'll go on from there. And then number nine said we are social butterflies. Come on now. Specimen A. First specimen A. Vivojika. You know, so despite the busy holiday season, we that are born in December, at least I'd like to know, we actually appreciate gatherings and, you know, socializing and making the most of the joyful atmosphere. Hello, Fibojika. If there's one thing that I'm very good at, or that I've come to learn that I'm good at, is bringing people together. It just takes, it takes a special place in my heart just to get people together, even when sometimes I'll not even lie to you, it's at my own expense, you know. And by expense, I'm not just talking about like money, I'm talking about maybe personally, like it's just been a little overwhelming, or there are sometimes I want to just stick to myself. But just the idea, my birthday, and using it as an opportunity to gather all the people in my life together just makes me super happy. And I don't know if that is also a deeper rooted issue, but I don't see it as an issue because I feel like it's also another opportunity for me to not just get to see people, engage with them, but use that as an opportunity for them to all show up and be together. You know, I just love the art of it. I just love the idea of just seeing people laugh and just be happy and enjoy each other's company, like even if it's for a small period of time, it just makes me so happy. Sorry, I was already, you know, getting into my head there, but yeah, we are social butterflies. And then the love for festive decor, I don't think this is it, but whether it's their birthday or home decorations, they tend to appreciate and enjoy the festive aesthetics that surround December. I don't know how true this is. I like decorations, but the idea of doing it by myself is the stressful part, you know. Maybe if I have my own space, my own house that's big, maybe I could get into it and it could be a thing for me. But yeah, pending till then. Number 11, embracing change. December babies often have a resilient and adaptable nature, aligning with the spirit of the season and the upcoming year. I love this because I think it is true. We love to embrace change. We love to adapt to whatever. Like, it will take us some time to adapt to an environment, but once we are there, over time, we get used to it and we make the most of it. So I totally agree. And then the last part, which is something that's very, very special, is generosity. You know, we are known for our generous spirits. You know, we often find joy in giving to others, basically embodying the true spirit of the holiday season. And I feel like this is true. Not to like hype ourselves or whatever, but I might be super excited because of the many glasses of wine that I've had so far, but you guys, I'm so hyped because I want to believe that most of these things are true, but I would not know, you know. And it might not just be for December babies. If you're listening to this and you are from a different birth month, you know, send me a message. Let me know what is your birth month, and do you relate to some of the things that they say December babies relate to or no? Are you jealous of us? If yes, let me know. Let me know why you're jealous. Why are you jealous? Why are you jealous? Eh? Jealousy will not take you to heaven, okay? But if you could relate to this, I would love to hear from you. Send me your voice messages, like this podcast, share with your friends, and let us bask in the holiday season in the month of December. Welcome to December. I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. It's going to be exciting. I'm also going to give a few shout outs to some of my friends or some of the people that I know off the top of my head are also celebrating their birthdays in December. There's this one girl called Grace that, you know, I went to secondary school with. Hers is actually the 1st of December. And then I have a friend, Chinonye, that is the 4th of December. These are the people I can remember off the top of my head. The other friends, I think Josh is the 5th. I hope I'm saying this correctly. Please correct me if I'm not. Big shout out to you. I am December 13th. Big shout out to me. Noel, my intern on my team, is 16th. Big shout out to Noel. My friend Emo is the 24th. Big shout out to you, Emo. I used to have a friend that was on the 30th. I guess big shout out to you. Yeah, if you were born in December, please let me know in the comments. I'm super excited to have you guys here. All right, this episode is getting long, but yeah, share this episode with your friends. I love you guys so much. And until I come your way next time, my name is Faye Ruchika. Please do not forget to always, always let love lead. And I will definitely, definitely see you in my next episode. Happy new month. Welcome to the month of December. Bye.